Gary says people should be wary of realtors who say, just make a bid on it. If you do make a bid, even a low bid, you might just wind up with it. Gary's bid was the winner, but he had no idea what to do with his purchase. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
It's a prominent building in downtown Oberlin, Kansas.
It was built in 1886 for the Bank of Oberlin. It was the first bank in Oberlin, but it only lasted 8 years at this location. It failed in 1894.
Gary Anderson says after the bank failed, it became the county courthouse. But a century later was a vacant building with quite a history. That's when a realtor friend approached him.
He said, hey, it's come up for sale, and you know, why don't you buy it? And I said, no. He goes, well, why don't you just make a bid? And be wary of a realtor when he says make a bid on something, because you may get it.
Gary suddenly had a rundown, yet historically significant building on his hands.
It looked like the only way to pay for renovation was to be able to turn it into lodging and be able to have rooms to rent out on a nightly basis. So that's the way we started going, and then eventually, you know, added a restaurant and a gift shop to the plans.
Today, the Landmark Inn has rooms and a well-known restaurant. It took about 6 years to fully renovate the building. Some say this town of under 2,000 in northwestern Kansas is in the middle of nowhere. But Gary says they are in the middle of everywhere.
As far as travelers staying, you know, we're in a pretty good locale because we're about 5 hours from the Colorado Rockies and about 6 hours from the Black Hills. So we're able to catch people coming or going to the Black Hills or the Rockies.
Today, the Landmark Inn reminds visitors of the Victorian West, an elegant outpost on today's Route 36. It truly remains a landmark, just as it was a landmark bank over a century ago. Traveling the countryside in Oberlin, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.